everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll get the lowdown on this weekend's outdoor game taking place in Ottawa as the OHL's Ottawa 67s take on the Gatineau Olympique of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is forward Justin Brazeau of the North Bay Battalion. He picked up 8 points in 3 games last week on the back of 5 goals and 3 assists, putting up some impressive numbers. The 19-year-old, who hails from New Liskeard, Ontario, originally a 13th round pick by the battalion in the 2014 OHL priority selection, but most recently took part in the NHL's Columbus Blue Jackets training camp as a free agent invite. So here's a player going from the 13th round of the OHL priority selection to being an OHL On the Run Player of the Week to attending NHL training camps, really showing their opportunities for players no matter where they are chosen in the OHL priority selection. Brazeau right now in the top 20 in OHL scoring. Meantime, scorers, defenders, and many more will strut their stuff at the 2018 Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game, which comes up in late January in Guelph. The rosters for the game were announced this week. You can check it out at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Among the players who will be suiting up in the game are a pair of Ottawa 67s, forward Cody Clark and defenseman Kevin Ball. The Ottawa 67s are involved in an outdoor game this weekend. We'll hear about that in a moment as Kenny Walls from the Ottawa 67s broadcast team joins us to talk about that and the 67s here as we wrap up the first half of the season. With Kenny Walls of the Ottawa 67s broadcast team. And Kenny, let's talk about the 67s club coming off a win in Peterborough on Thursday night, right at the 500 mark, coming down the stretch of the opening half of the start of the season. What's sort of been happening around the 67s so far this year?
Well, results-wise, it's kind of been an up-and-down year. They've had some good stretches. They've had some bad stretches where they're just not picking up points in games. But for the most part, they've been fairly consistent in their effort, and that's the one positive sign for the Ottawa 67s. When you look at their goals against average, going into the game on Thursday night, it was at 875 as a team save percentage, and when you can be 500 after that point, I'd say that's a fairly good start to the season. And the goaltending has shown signs of improving under Olivier Tremblay and Cedric Andre. Now they just need that consistent effort to continue, and I think they'll start to rise up the Eastern Conference rankings.
And is this a group, too, that you see there is talent there, and it's just a case of putting it all together? We see players that are NHL draft choices, Sasha Chmielewski leading the scoring, a San Jose Sharks pick. Are you finding that it's just a group that just waiting for that one extra gear to get kicked in?
Absolutely, and I think the confidence in goaltending is going to be a big part of that. As everybody knows, teams are generally built from the back end out, and the 67's the same way, but it starts with their defense. It's not quite the goaltending at this point, but they've got 7 defensemen on the roster, 2 18-year-olds, 4 17-year-olds, and a 16-year-old, and they are all extremely talented. Kevin Ball could be late first-round pick, maybe most likely a second-round pick. Carter Robertson is a wild card in the upcoming draft, has a great brain for the game and really coming into his own in his second year after not playing very much. And Peter Stratus is maybe a late round pick, but that's a big question mark. He's a very consistent defender, could play 5 years in the OHL. And those guys are all 17, as well as Nikita Hutyuk, who's not draft eligible until 2019. It's just an extremely talented back end. Up front, they're also very young. You mentioned Sasha Chmielewski. Their captain, Travis Barron, has had a much better offensive season, and it's been a breakout year for Cody Clark, Wendell Clark's son, and he's really started to put up the points, and he will be the best player on this roster within short order. He is that talented, and he's able to take over games when he's using his speed, and he's got some decent size and uses that to his advantage as well.
Big weekend in the nation's capital area with the Ottawa 67s taking on the Gatineau Olympique of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League in an outdoor game. What's the buzz around the area for that?
Oh, it's huge, and it's in link with the NHL outdoor game between Montreal and Ottawa. And piggybacking off that, from what I've been led to believe, there's over 11,000 tickets already sold for the game between the 67s and the Olympique, expecting to get anywhere between 13,000, 14,000, maybe even 15,000 out for that outdoor game. And I know the players are absolutely pumped for it. One 67s player, Olivier Tremblay, has already played in an outdoor game and was a backup for that one, so he's looking forward to being more active. as opposed to sitting on the bench and trying to stay by a heater and getting a hot chocolate or two in. So he's looking forward to that and talking to Travis Barron and Cody Clark, Austin Keating. They're all excited to get back onto the outdoor rink, and it's going to be a good test because I haven't seen Gatineau play this year. Very anxious to do that, but going into Friday night's action, they haven't lost in regulation in their last 10. That's a Gatineau team that's playing very well right now.
Ottawa, Gatineau, two clubs that, of course, very close geographically, but being in separate leagues really puts a big divide in. But there's a history there between these two teams, whether it's preseason, some regular season games years ago. It seems to be a rivalry that doesn't always get to get renewed, but when it does, it's very interesting.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago when the two teams met, and oddly enough, I think Mario Duhamel was behind the Gatineau Olympique bench, and now he's behind the Ottawa 67s bench as an associate coach. And it got heated in Gatineau, and that was after the teams hadn't played in years in preseason. It had been at least 3-4 years in between the teams playing in preseason action, and they haven't met in the regular season since, what, 2003, 2004, sometime around then when they stopped the interleague action. And the rivalry will always be there. The rinks are maybe 15 minutes apart. They're very close in proximity, and for whatever reason, the two teams don't like each other, and it definitely shows up on the ice.
That was Kenny Walls of the Ottawa 67s broadcast chatting about the outdoor game this weekend and the rivalry between the Ottawa 67s and the Gatineau Olympique. This week's CHL Top 10 rankings once again has three OHL teams on the list. The Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds remain at number one, the Sarnia Sting stay at three, and rounding out the OHL representation, the Hamilton Bulldogs at number 10, and an honorable mention this week to the Kitchener Rangers. Congratulations to the U Sports All-Stars, who were putting on quite a performance this week in St. Catharines as they took on Team Canada's World Junior team as part of a tune-up for the World Junior Hockey Championship. The U Sports, or University Sports All-Stars, won both games against Team Canada. The game story is available at OntarioHockeyLeague.com as there are numerous OHL graduates taking part in the games. That's going to do it for our show this week and our final show before the Christmas break. On behalf of everyone at the Ontario Hockey League, a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all the best into 2018. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.